This is Mythical.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. From Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans, they've got you covered.
Heck yeah, they do. Their products come in a variety of amazing colors, from classic black and white to pinks, greens, yellows, and blues. And the best part, Nicole, everything's non-toxic.
Josh, I've been in the market for a kettle for months.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it a weird amount.
Yeah, I've bought like a bunch, returned a bunch, but I just got my hands on the Great Jones Fellow Kettle collab, and I got it in the color broccoli, and I'm so excited to make artisanal teas and coffees. I'm trying to get on my coffee game right now, and I'm so excited to use a gooseneck kettle. We have no idea.
I'm excited to use their yellow hot dish, aka casserole dish. Shout out to Minnesota and Fargo, North Dakota. I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, I'm an adult, I should have nice vessels to serve food out of.
Sure, fair.
Instead of just serving it on like stainless steel restaurant style things. And I like it. It's cute. It's got a good design. Bakes really well. Holds heat. I'm in, baby. And once you try Great Jones, you'll want to share it with friends. They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays, it's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life.
So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old, rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code SANDWICH. That's greatjones.com, promo code SANDWICH.
Since its invention in 1863, cereal selections are endless. And today, we're talking...
Grape nuts!
God, Nicole, save it for the show. This is A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What?
Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm your host, Nicole Anaiti.
And today we're joined by the editor-in-chief of Sporked, Justine Sterling. Sporked is Mythical's new website that's dedicated to helping you find the best foods on grocery store shelves, or virtual internet store shelves, I guess. They're taste testing everything from frozen lasagnas to oat milks to spicy chips and sharing their expert top picks with the masses. That's you! Welcome, Justine.
Hi.
Hey. Do you use the term the masses to describe the readers that follow you?
I didn't say that. You said that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, it felt
yeah,
right.
You wrote it.
I like to imagine them all just huddled up in one group just chanting.
The masses?
Yeah, just like lasagna, lasagna, as you tell them that... What's the frozen lasagna brand that I love? The
Stouffer's?
Vegetable one. Stouffer's vegetable lasagna.
The one you insist on letting sit for 2 hours before you eat it?
Yeah, we had a long discussion about this. You got to let it rest for up to 2 hours.
Yeah, you want it covered? Room temperature.
No, you want to let it evaporate from the top, because otherwise the mozz is real wet.
Interesting.
It's the wettest in the game. We're not here to talk about lasagna, though. Justine, we are talking about the best cereals in the game right now. I assume you have a lot of cereal opinions.
I have many cereal opinions. The first of which, though, is that cereals should not have flavor.
Thank you so much.
Because it raises the humors, and then it leads to intemperance, and then God will punish us. You have the same values as every cereal inventor of all time, because that's what they all were.
It's true. I mean... You know, history is always right,
yes.
Obviously. And
yes, everybody from the 1800s have the best opinions.
Right, yeah, exactly. My humors are perfectly balanced because I refuse to have sugar in my cereal.
Literally 5 minutes ago, you were talking about just drinking cups of buttermilk, and so I deeply respect your food opinions.
Yeah, no, I'm Amish. Sorry, Amish.
We have
a big Amish listenership.
Yeah.
Zippers rule. Take that.
All right, so what do you have as your number one cereal of all time? Like, we're talking Desert Island cereal here.
Okay, it's really hard because I do have to agree with Nicole on Grape Nuts. I think they're so unique.
Thank you.
It's so rare that you get to eat stones, just tiny rocks.
So true.
And I like that. And I like that it's a once... in a lifetime consistency.
I know what you mean.
That I never get to have.
It's almost like they had to try to make it that teeth-shatteringly hard. You know what I mean?
And they did.
I guess.
They did well.
Yeah.
And if you look at it and you think, like, this must have been chiseled from a cave or off a stone or scraped or somehow, and then you look at the ingredients, it's just like... wheat and flour. Yeah. It's like what you think what cereal would be made of, but it's like a couscous kind of a thing.
I think of
like grandmothers like rubbing their hands together and little grape nuts falling out of it. It's good. So I mean that one is definitely very much at the top of my list.
Well, I think it actually was an accident, the invention of grape nuts.
Really? Is it?
Yeah, so it was CW Post, which is like of Post cereal. He was a patient of John Kellogg at his weird health spa where he invented cornflakes to, again, I had to ask earlier if I could talk about masturbation because that comes up all the time in this. Mm-hmm. Literally all these people were trying to cure alcoholism and masturbation. Those were the two biggest plagues of like the like early 20th century. And so CW Post goes to Kellogg's health spa to try and cure whatever urges he had. And then he just became an acolyte and believed that like you shouldn't drink coffee. And so he invented a wheat-based beverage brand called Postum. Hmm. And then grape nuts were supposed to be his like follow-up to this Postum beverage. So he was literally trying to create a grain that you could brew a drink from. And so I'm guessing he tried
like
to make them... So
like a coffee.
And so I'm guessing he tried to make them as sturdy as possible so they would never dissolve in liquid and they would just, you know, brew.
It does make sense. I mean, there is something about, like, grape nuts that is reminiscent of the slop you get when you homebrew.
Yes. Sure.
Which smells amazing and does feel like you should just be able to eat it.
Yeah,
and, like,
be nice
you can
if you
make
could.
Nice bread out of it and everything. But, like, yeah, so that makes sense. And actually, I do have a still at home, so I can try and brew some.
You have a still at home?
I do.
Wait, what are you distill? What are you?
I haven't actually used it yet. It just sits there kind of looking at me, being like, come
use
on,
me,
try
come
and
on.
Blow up the neighborhood I live in.
I feel like most people, their crafts will be like, I'm going to make a wreath. I'm going to make a you're making your own hooch.
Yeah, well, one has to be prepared for the apocalypse with boxes of grape nuts and the ability to create booze. Yeah.
I respect that.
I could distill some grape nuts.
Why not?
Yeah.
Wait.
Soak it in some milk, distill it. It's a thing.
Wait, that would actually work.
It might be good, right? I don't know. I haven't tried it again.
I mean, I feel like all you need is just the sugar. Milk-a-hole. We talk about milk-a-hole all the time here. Yeah. Because I love just mixing straight whole milk with vodka and just drinking it straight.
Sure.
I like to be like
working man's Russian.
Yes, yeah. Like Yakult and soju. It's very famous.
Probiotics.
Love it.
My thing about probiotics and liquor is I went to what I thought was a craft beer brewery, and it turns out it was a craft kombucha brewery.
Ooh,
and
fancy.
I was, you know, out to try and get a little bit litty titty, and I was like, the probiotics are going to get me before the alcohol does. Like, how much is that just going to make you evacuate yourself?
I don't know, man.
You know what I mean?
How'd you feel afterwards?
Healthy, I guess.
Active.
Well, God bless.
Very active.
Active.
So your official answer is grape nuts.
I guess it. I can't think of anything else that actually rivals it. Okay, I have one that is going to go mildly against my, I don't think it should have flavor, but I think it's the least flavorful of the kids' cereals, which is Kix.
Yes, Kix is just
I love
corn.
Kix. Love Kix.
It's just corn.
Kix
sugar
might be
corn
my
cereal.
What's
so
the psychology
I can taste
behind it? Did you eat it growing up?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. Definitely ate it growing up, but like, it's that perfect bit of, that little bit of like sweet corn. Again, you do not get the opportunity to eat like tiny balls of styrofoam very often.
It's true.
And I like that opportunity. I think it just, it's that perfect blend of just like bland with just that little hint of flavor.
Like you can't stop eating it.
Yeah.
It's that kind of bland that like certain foods have where you're like, did I taste that? Let me taste it again.
Yeah.
Like that's how Kix is.
I could definitely eat a whole box of Kix.
Yeah.
Just like, I mean, I think in college I did used to have like a jug of milk and like a box of cereal and then just kind of you just go at it like filling milk. Because I also like a milk very, very cold. So I would, I like, if I'm going to do that, I want a small amount of cereal and then I'll just continue to add the milk or I do add ice cubes to milk to it.
Do you eat your cereal fast or do you eat your cereal slow?
No, I eat it slow.
You
That's
eat it
the
slow.
Problem. And I do not like a soggy cereal.
I hate soggy cereal. So I just I have to eat it within like 60 seconds or else it's all done for. You like to let it sit.
Grape nuts, you don't have to worry about it. Because
no, they get soggy.
No.
It turns into like a paste.
Yeah,
I like this idea of the grape nut paste. Because here's the thing, Justine, I'm an active member of the soft teeth community. I have soft teeth, and if I eat hard things, I'm afraid of them breaking.
Oh my God.
I've had a lot of dental work done, and I was once like eating like a gummy worm on a plane. It just like yanked out a filling. You know, like I just.
But that just sounds like bad dental work to me.
I think so. It's shoddy.
That's not your fault.
I went to a lot of real bootleg dentists growing up.
Sure.
You know, I remember one just microwaved a Hot Pocket. Like the microwave was like 3 feet from the dental chair, and it was just like in a home. I don't know.
You went to a home dentist?
Yes.
A homeopathic dentist?
No, I don't think it was. She was doing
real. Are there homeopathic dentists?
She was doing real dental work.
But in a house.
But in a home. Like it wasn't like a naturopathic.
Was it sterile?
Was it licensed?
No. Reckon not.
Was it just like a friend of a family?
I think so. She did not speak English. And
I actually do appreciate that in a dentist.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
But she was just, yeah, microwaving a Hot Pocket like 3 feet from me. So anyway, point is, grape nuts, I'm always worried about just like chipping a crown.
Mm-hmm.
But let it dissolve into a paste. Because like Nicole said, I pour a bowl of cereal. You know that I think time is the most important part of cooking. It's why I let the lasagna set. I let my cereal rest for about 3 to 4 minutes.
It's really, you know? Really nasty.
I'll go put all the stuff back in the fridge. I go set the dishes in the dishwasher. You know, I might go pee or something, wash my hands, of course. Hygiene's important. And then I come back, and then like the Cap'n Crunch or whatever is at its perfect consistency.
Just slop. Just yeah. Like a cold porridge.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, here's the thing. It's not always cold because sometimes I do microwave my cereal.
Why?
Hold on. Well, it's nice. It's like a hot porridge. The oatmeal industry.
Just eat oatmeal then.
Well, the oatmeal industry.
You can't just eat oatmeal, Justine. That's the
is
whole point.
Very underrepresented in terms of flavor.
Okay. I will say, we just did a flavored oatmeal. We've done both a plain oatmeal taste test at Sporked and it was quite a day.
What a time.
And then we also did a flavored oatmeal taste test. There are cereal companies now make oatmeal, and they come with little flavor packets of like toppings you can put on them, which is essentially just versions of their cereal to put on top. The craziest one, which was Lucky Charms, which just came with a packet of their marshmallows. Like, they didn't even try. They're just like
oatmeal and marshmallows.
And those just melt right into the hot liquid.
Oh, yeah. It was a real slurry.
Oh, wow.
They also have a hot cocoa, which turns into a lovely kind of muted brown rainbow on top.
I'm down. I'm down with that. Something about marshmallow oatmeal colors just doesn't make sense to me.
Marshmallow oatmeal.
Did you guys ever eat the oatmeals that had the dinosaur eggs in there?
No.
Me either. My mom never bought them for me.
Wait,
it was,
what?
No, it was called dinosaur egg oatmeal, and you would put the, you would, you know, open the packet, you put hot water in, and then the eggs would hatch into little dinosaurs.
This is a fever dream.
You guys never
did.
No, it's real.
Exist.
Look at the screen, guys. It's real. I promise you.
This isn't even co-branded with like
I want to see one. Okay, but I want to see one hatched. Right now, this just looks like marshmallow eggs.
Yeah, can we pull up the oatmeal
unboxing
videos? You don't
even know.
I'm imagining like actual dinosaurs emerging from this.
Segue into my favorite cereal. So my mom never let me have fun cereals unless it was like a really random occasion. She'd be like, here, like, she'd know, she'd throw me a bone, like, here's your sugary cereal, young child. So I grew up eating geriatric cereal my whole life. What was it, Special K,
sure,
Kashi Goldings,
oh,
all that stuff. But Grape Nuts is my end all be all cereal. But a second favorite that I have is Oreo-O's.
No.
Yes.
What?
No, Justine, it's so good. You have to hear me out. Can I tell you why?
Okay. Because
it's like a dark cocoa cereal.
Yeah.
It's not too sweet. It has little punches of sweetness, but the actual cereal, when you get down to it, it's like a dark chocolate cereal.
When was the last time you had it?
Like 8 years ago,
okay,
man.
Okay, okay.
Wait, was it? We had it in the studio recently.
Did we? Oh, maybe then it was like a month ago.
Wait,
I don't know.
Seems the expert
well, we
on this.
We just did also a chocolatey taste test,
okay,
a chocolatey cereal
okay.
taste test. And if you like that,
I do.
May I suggest a Cocoa Puff? Cocoa
no,
Puff.
No,
yes,
no.
That's that
the
dark
texture.
Cocoa, and
but
then
the,
okay,
let me tell
it
you what it is.
Craggy.
The texture
right.
doesn't work for me. I guess I like that weird crunchy. I like to know I'm eating cereal. I love the puffs sometimes, but for me, I need that crackety, crunchity crunch to know I'm eating a grain. If that makes any sense. I don't know. My brain's just
I feel like the point of cereal is to divorce ourselves from grain.
Really?
Right?
No, they
like
put it so hardcore on the cover.
They put
it
hardcore on the cover
grains.
Because people think they should be eating grains, but then once they hook people in with the idea of healthiness, then they're like, let's get as far away from anything natural as possible. And that's why, look, because cereal started as the ultimate health food, right? They're all trying to cure. The grape nuts were literally marketed explicitly as a cure for alcoholism.
Hell
they
yeah.
They said that in the 30s.
It's going great for me.
Yeah, we're 0-2 on developing alcoholism from grape nuts. But then in the 50s, it switched to just being like absolute sugary nightmares. Like Cap'n Crunch came out in 63.
Wow.
I don't think it's my favorite, but it's up there. I was researching, like, what is the flavor of Cap'n Crunch? Do y'all have any, like...
Peanut butter?
Honeycomb?
No, neither. Honeycomb's a little closer.
Malted wheat. Malted...
I mean, there's, like, wheat in it. Like,
malted barley.
There's no malt. I always thought it tasted malty, too, though.
Mm.
But I think it's just salt. So it's supposed to be
what?
Salted butter and brown sugar.
Oh.
Is at least the inspiration
well, that
from...
sounds lovely.
Right? Which is why I love Cap'n Crunch, but they literally... this is coming off of the era of health food cereals going through the 40s and 50s. And then they were just like, we're going to spray each little nugget with oil so we can stick our sugar to it better. That's why Captain Crunch gives you a weird film on the roof of your mouth.
Ugh. It hurts.
It's just oil. It's hydrogenated oils. And so I think ever since then, it's just been like, how do we hook people in with saying like, Honey Nut Cheerios cure heart disease? It's like, piss off, sanctimonious bee. And then it's like, all right, now let's hit them with just a nuclear flavor bomb of Oreos, you know, crushed into a loop. And I love that.
Oreo O's will always connect me with Gene Simmons.
I love Gene Simmons.
Well, you've got this in common if you ever hang out.
What's his name again? Chaim? Is that his real name?
Is it?
Chaim Witts.
Chaim Witts. Yeah.
Good for him. He tweeted out a picture of, like, it was back in the one of the many times where the ice cube in the cereal has, like, come up and been a whole debate on Twitter or whatever. He started one of them by posting his picture of a bowl of cereal. But the ice cube was not the part that got me. It was the fact that he mixed Oreo O's and shredded mini wheats into a bowl. And I was like, that is a bold mix combo.
Did you guys mix cereals?
Yes, of course.
Oh my God.
I'm like, we're like cereal sommeliers.
What?
Yeah.
What do you guys mix? This is so weird.
Corn Pops and Apple Jacks.
What do you mix?
This morning I mixed straight up like Trader Joe's shredded wheat with a little sprinkling of Honey Bunches of Oats.
You guys. Oh my God. Honey Bunches of Oats.
Wait, what's the psychology behind that?
You know, that little bit of like a little something fun.
Like a little
textural
fun? Yeah.
Yeah, because the shredded wheats do get soggy pretty fast. The Honey Bunches of Oats like stay crunchy a little bit longer. You want that varied textural experience.
Sure.
I don't have much going on in my life right now.
I do a thing that we've talked about my maybe disordered eating on here before, but what I do, Nicole, is I take Diet Coke at like a soda fountain and I'll fill it 90% of the way up with Diet Coke and then give it a splash of root beer.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this had to do with
cereal. I
also
do a little bit of full fat Coke on there too.
Coke.
Yeah. Take that little edge off, the little chemical edge. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you put it in your cereal for a second.
I was like, oh no.
I've done non milk. Yeah, protein shake cereal. That's just a good time.
Yeah, you.
But that's dairy.
I get that. I understand.
I've done like Red Bull cereal. That's bad.
Oh,
that was
no.
It was a failed experiment. I didn't think it would be good. Ooh. I've done the beer cereal as a joke in college.
Sure.
You know, that was a big thing.
I knew somebody who did water.
Which
felt like just drink it. Just eat it dry at that point.
That's austerity measures coming in there.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Honey Bunches of Oats are my single favorite cereal of all time.
Number three, yeah.
It's my desert island. It's number three for you?
Do you want the almonds in there or do you want the strawberries or what's up?
I've talked to you about my accident that I had with freeze-dried strawberry cereal.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
You don't remember that? Okay, so when I was like 17, school started. You had to get a parking spot at my high school by like 6:30 a.m. And I lived like 30 miles away. And so I'd have to like leave at like 5:45.
Oh, man.
Right? And so life was real busy. I would eat my cereal while pooing in the morning.
Huh. Oh,
and then,
yeah.
And it was a bowl of Special K Red Berries. And Justine, I dropped that bowl of cereal into my lap. And the bowl just went everywhere.
I'm so sorry.
And so the image of freeze-dried strawberries and cereal just sitting in my naked lap.
Oh.
Ice cold milk. Ooh, and it was a cold winter morning in Fountain Valley, California, Nicole. That will always taint me. So Honey Bunches of Oats with almonds. I think the honey roasted is perfectly fine. But to me, it like has, it's that blending of two worlds. It's like, it has the sweetness, it's certainly sugary, of a child cereal, but then there's just enough real food in there with the almonds and the granola to make you think like I'm being an adult.
For me, that's like it's the Bildungsroman of cereal. It's like, it's a coming of age cereal for me.
That's wonderful. Know?
Yeah.
I'm glad you found yourself through cereal.
Thank you. And also, I didn't realize this. It is literally, it's a combination of four different cereals that Post already made.
Oh, whoa.
Which I didn't realize that. It's the original CW Post granola, which dates back like 100 years. It's Toasties, which was their answer to like Bran Flakes, I think. Their answer to Wheaties. And then it's like Sparkle Flakes, which is just Frosted Flakes. And then another type of flake. So it's literally just four Post cereals blended into one that came out in the 80s.
Awesome.
And I think that given the Taco Bell ethos of we have 10 ingredients.
Let's just mix them all up.
Put them in the washing machine.
More cereal companies should do this.
I agree
because
with that.
Because again, mixing cereals, it's the way to go. Like,
agreed.
Who wants just a bowl of one thing?
Nobody.
I want a hand-mixed cereal.
I
want someone else to do it for me. I don't want to do it myself.
You get a perfume mixed.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to mix my own cereals. But that's
me. Well, I love cereal bars, I think, should be way more common than they are.
Yeah, Kellogg's, I think, was it Kellogg's, did have a restaurant, if you want to call it that, like in Union Square in New York, may still be there for a long time. Like, it was one of those things that opened up that you're like, what a cute publicly stunt. Mm-hmm. And then year after year, I was like, so this is just happening? This is just real?
Wow.
We just pay for this,
Part
I
of
guess?
Our lives?
Yeah. And I've never been inside, and I just assume it is exactly that. It's a, you know, Cold Stone Creamery, but mm-hmm. for cereal, which.
How fun.
I mean, great. Yeah.
Well, what I used to do was there was a yogurt land next to a Starbucks by my high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would go and I would build a bowl of cereal with fruit and little cheesecake bites. And it would cost like 80 cents because you pay by weight. So it's so light with the cereal. And then I just go to the Starbucks and I get the free milk. So they just have sitting
smart.
Out. And then pour that on. And then for 80 cents, you got just a big old bucket of happiness.
That's smart. That's I wouldn't do that
idea.
Now.
Yeah, let's do
yeah
that.
I don't know the ethics on stealing the Starbucks milk, but like...
No, you're not stealing it. It's there to be taken for free.
Borrowing.
I don't think... What's the Starbucks guy's name? What's his name? Howard Schultz.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not taking money from his pocket. He's fine.
He's fine.
Like Queequeg? wrong star.
number two cereal though. This is a big nostalgia thing for me. I'm going Frankenberry.
I've never had it.
Never seen it.
Yeah.
You've never seen Frankenberry. You guys know what Frankenberry is.
Yeah, I know that there's like a little like a monster on the front.
No. Frankenberry is the name of the doctor, Nicole. This is Frankenberry's monster.
Frankenberry's monster cereal.
Good one, Josh. Literary joke.
Got her. No, it came out in 72 alongside Count Chocula and Boo Berry.
Sure.
And so this to me is like one of the first time. One, the seasonal release around Halloween. That's fun. Scarcity makes a heart grow fonder. It's McRib theory. All over again.
Okay.
And so the fact that I can't have it, Nicole, makes me want it. Two, this ended up in actual medical journals. they put a pigment in there that was not digestible by the human digestive tract.
Mm-hmm.
And it caused a bunch of kids to just poop red for like a while.
Oh, I didn't know it was a red cereal.
Syndrome.
Yeah.
Is
yeah,
it all kinda, red? No. It's multicolored.
The poop or the...
No.
Frankenberry is all red.
It's all red.
Booberry
That's a choice.
Is blue.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. They
right.
split their efforts. They were like, we could do one cereal, but then... And then there was also Fruity Yummy Mummies and Fruit Brute, which I think
right.
they phoned it in on Fruit Brute, the name.
Well, it's not really a classic monster, is it?
Just a
Brute.
And so Frankenberry, Count Chocula, those to me have like a lot of nostalgia in my heart for.
Hmm. I never had them, so I can't say that I hold any sort of like emotional ties to that kind of cereal, unfortunately.
Describe the flavor.
Yeah.
Okay, so have you ever had Tab Cola? This is going somewhere.
But yes, I've had it.
You like Tab was the original Diet Cola, right?
Yeah. And beautiful.
Yeah, it's like the Virginia Slims marketing of the era. There's like a certain punishment to coming first where everybody that comes after you is just going to do a better job.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Right? And so like every Diet Cola that has come out since Tab has just been way better. You go back and drink Tab now and it tastes so chemically and awful. Frankenberry was kind of like that with fruit flavored cereal.
Okay.
Because I don't think there was much before it, if anything. Mm-hmm. I know Boo Berry was the first blueberry flavored cereal ever and like
it's kind
of
like
the
a
last.
Lot. Yeah,
I know. But that was what they like marketed it as. So it was one of the first iterations of like artificial berry flavoring out there. So it's just got this like real
heady aroma. The ones where, like, you understand how the origins of a lot of these flavors were from beaver pheromones.
Sure.
Huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very perfumey when you eat it. It's so aggressive. And it's got little marshmallows in there that just pop with that flavor. Mm. It's like you just huffed a thing of Nesquik strawberries.
Okay, okay. And we're going for a strawberry flavor.
Yeah, oh,
okay.
Yeah, it's a strawberry. Yeah, sorry. Oh, is that not clear?
I don't know. There's red. There's a couple of options. I mean, there's two, really.
Well, I mean, Special K red berries, the only berry in it is straw. And that's not even a berry.
What?
Yeah. Have you ever, Special K red berries, it's just freeze-dried strawberries with, yeah, yeah. They call them red berry, but it's only strawberry.
Oh, and sure. Okay.
Several years ago, I tweeted at Special K mad about it. And it turns out they have other berries in different markets.
They responded?
They did.
They well actually do?
Yes. They were very sweet about it, though. But when Special K mansplained my Karening, I suppose, complaining about their cereal on Twitter.
The great Karening of Special K.
Yes. They were like, well, in Britain, actually, there's like currants and raspberries freeze-dried.
Oh, sure. So they just didn't want to print multiple boxes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, I can appreciate that.
If I was more aggressive, I would have gone
Americans
back to them with that.
Americans absolutely cannot handle a currant, wouldn't know what to do with it.
No.
Like, what is this?
What is this
not. Get
hard
this
thing.
Out of here, yeah.
You know what cereal I can't stand? Puffins.
What?
Get out of all Puffins rule!
Everybody just turned on me.
Nicole
like,
sucks.
Even Maggie's eyes just got wide and she touched her hand.
Maggie,
her
throw your water at her.
Maggie.
That's a perfect eat on its own cereal.
Are you guys kidding
yeah,
me? It's like styrofoam nastiness.
Bro, it's Bomba.
No, it's styrofoam goodness.
It is not Bomba.
It's Bomba.
Don't ever
it is
connect
it's very
Bomba
close.
To Bomba.
It's very close
you
to
guys
Bomba.
Are tripping hardcore. No way.
What do you got against Puffins?
They're not good.
You think like taste for taste, it doesn't hold up, or do you have some weird childhood trauma associated with it?
No, I feel like they were sprayed with some weird fake sugar. I don't know.
As opposed to every other cereal.
I don't know.
About.
It's like not as pleasant. It's like that has this like weird like honeyed burnt aftertaste.
That's
that
nice.
You guys like
that's
that?
A nice
yeah.
Part.
Oh my gosh. No, I hate
reminds
it.
Me of sugar smacks.
I don't like those either.
Sugar okay. Smacks. Yeah, that was.
I don't like those either.
I only
I like
eat those Weetabix. Tiny boxes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Weetabix. Weetabix, the big ones that just turn into straight mush.
Yeah, yeah, those are my favorite, mm-hmm. too.
I've never had a Weetabix, and I didn't know what it was until somebody described to me what a Weetabix is.
It's good.
It's a mega wheat.
It's a mega wheat.
Huge, yeah.
It's a,
it ain't no
that.
Mini wheat. It's a mega wheat.
Yeah, it does feel like a mistake.
Can you like dip that in milk, like a la Minute, and just eat it?
Yeah.
That's actually probably a better way to eat it.
Right?
Some people have it with like yogurt, and they just kind of like break it up and like mix it into their yogurt. I don't know.
Here's another the cereal that I'm going to eat the most of, Magic Spoon.
Oh, you know, I've never had it. I've had it in a cart. Honestly like thought about it for an entire, I remember the car drive. It was driving back from the beach in New York and I had them all in my cart and I looked at it for a long time and I was like, you're not going to eat this much cereal. They just make you buy too many boxes. I want to buy one box and try it, Magic Spoon.
Nope, I bought $60 worth of Magic Spoon on a lark and I ate them in like a week.
Which one? Or all of them?
All of them. I still have a little. If you want to come by my desk and try the chocolatey variety, it is by far the worst variety, which is why it's the only one that I have left.
Yep.
But talking about people getting punished for being the first brands out there, like, I remember I'm fascinated with the health food industry, but not like the organic, like, we put dates and coconut in our thing and make it sweet. I'm talking about, like, we've killed God and then remade his sugar in our image. Right? Like aspartame was like meant to be an industrial adhesive to stop people getting decapitated in car crashes. It was meant to coat the windows of like a windshield.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was imagining it coating like your body to hold it together.
I'm like, cool, aspartame jacket.
There's a reason I'm not a scientist.
But it's like these industrial accidents that are like the origin of a Marvel superhero and then people taste it and they're like, wow, now you have 80 less calories in your latte.
So
you know?
Weird.
Arctic Zero is a great example. If you ever had Halo Top ice cream?
Uh-huh.
Halo Top is not it's good.
Not, it's not, it's not like as bad as
yes.
one might think it is.
Correct.
Though.
And Arctic Zero is bad.
Sure.
Like, if it is, if you've had, you can only appreciate Halo Top if you've had, like, the worst diet food versions of, right? Like, the Tab sodas are to the Halo Top. And so Magic Spoon comes out. And they're like, we're going to cheat God cereal edition. And it's incredible for
it's
what
okay.
it is. It does it take like if, you know, you had their Fruityos or whatever pinned up against Fruit Loops, it's going to taste as good. Hell no, not at all. But life's about a series of compromises to try and, you know, stop you from hating yourself.
And Magic Spoon does a really great job.
Okay,
at it.
Great.
And most people aren't just sitting there side by side food products.
No, I was going to say, we are all in like unique positions
exactly,
here. Christine,
yeah.
You especially.
Yeah, I mean, most people wouldn't choose to, again, eat, I don't know, upwards of 15 types of plain oatmeal in a day. But
how are you doing emotionally, by the way? Let's break this down. Like with all the constant taste testing, like.
Let's not pull it that straight. Are you...
We get real deep here, so.
Yeah, yeah. But we have days where we only eat content.
Oh, those
and then
are
we
the
like go
days.
Home to our loved ones and we're like, sorry, babe, I filled up on content. I'll make you dinner, but I will not be partaking.
Yeah,
I do that a lot.
Yeah, me too. It makes me sad sometimes.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Just need to get sad at night sometimes.
You know, I crash too hard from all the like ketchup I've eaten by the spoonful during the day to actually contemplate my emotions.
All right, we're gonna do a quick lightning round. These are, we're just gonna go like yay or nay, or
okay,
just kind of yell at each other.
Let's do it.
We're gonna go through the top 10 best-selling cereals circa 2018, because that's the only
I'm
data we've
found. Stretching
because
I'm
okay.
ready.
This actually shocked me because I had never seen this list before. Do you have any guesses, number one?
Cereal, Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
We didn't even talk about
I
it.
I might have said
no.
Captain Crunch
Cheerios.
On that one.
Cheerios.
Oh, Cheerios, smart.
OG Cheerios, number one.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Okay.
I like a Cheerio. I have no
really?
Problem with Cheerios.
It's all right. It reminds me of children.
It's the worst geriatric cereal. It makes my burps taste like eggs.
I think it's a really nice pairing with milk, which is a crazy thing to say about cereal, but it does particularly pair well with a whole milk.
She's
I feel it.
Right.
I feel it. Number two, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Great.
Fine,
love
I guess,
it.
Whatever.
I think they killed my dad, but...
I'm
what?
So...
Hold on. No, seriously.
He always does this. Something always kills his dad.
Their marketing, the marketing campaign of like cures heart disease or whatever. I know they have their, you know, but I think they tricked a lot of Americans into thinking that all you had to do was eat Honey Nut Cheerios. You know, is
That's
it on the individual consumer?
Fault.
Sure. The marketing pretty misleading, dude. Anywho,
so
Honey Nut Cheerios killed my dad, so I don't like him.
Okay, next. Number three.
Frosted Flakes.
I hate Frosted Flakes.
It's another tiny box situation. Nobody's ever bought a full box of Frosted Flakes. It just comes in one of the tiny boxes in the multi-pack, and then you eat it.
Mexican Frosted Flakes. Zucaritas. Best cereal in the game.
Zucaritas are good.
Yeah. I bet.
And they didn't kill any of my close family members, so I love Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Yeah, 100%.
We all love.
Yes.
Should be number one. Should be number
yes.
one.
Yes.
CTC, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, number five.
No.
I like it,
really?
But it's not for me. I know
really?
Why it's in the list.
Wow.
The texture feels like, thinking of the texture hurts my teeth.
It's like gritty and
yeah.
like it's big.
Sand.
It's a big square.
I kind of like it. Like there is something about it where I'm like, yes, like I remember it. There's a childhood nostalgia to it. But like the idea that it's that popular is kind of wild to me. It's
really?
Just so strange. It's
I thought
such
it would have been
strange.
More. Mm. So I feel like that's like the hot girl, just, the it cereal.
Oh, is it? Do they eat that?
I think
that?
So.
I haven't kept
cereal?
Up with them.
Like hot girl like. Like I'm a hot girl, you know, like cool, like internet.
Hot
like
girls
hot girl.
Don't eat cereal. They
gorgeous,
have
gorgeous girls eat.
They eat chia seed pudding.
Fish.
Yeah,
oh, that's true.
Tin
that's
fish
true.
And chia seed pudding.
And tin fish.
Yeah.
Number six, Lucky Charms.
Sure, I believe that. I believe that's fine.
Yeah?
I don't agree with. I mean, I don't like it, but
yeah.
I
you get
I understand.
There.
Why
yeah,
it's
I'm
there.
I'm happy for the Irish American community. You need a good role model.
You know, he's a knight.
What?
The
like
leprechaun. I don't know if
who
actually, but like I looked up his like name and he's got like five. He's like, it's either it's like Sir Lucky Charms or it's LC Charms or it's this or it's that. But he is. Yeah, I picked out the fact that he is a sir.
Well,
so respect him.
That's something he okay, got more than I do. He's
seven
a knight.
Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Toucan Sam's hot. I like Toucan Sam.
I don't like the milk turning colors, but other people do. It's too many different colors.
I don't like the mixed fruit. Pick a fruit. Pick one. Pick the best flavor.
I think they
fruit.
All
no,
taste the same.
Apple Jacks did that.
That's the fruit brute in you speaking. you got to have it mixed in the Fruit Loops.
Number eight, Frosted Mini Wheats coming in. 241.9 million
yeah.
sales. Yeah. Should be higher.
What? What's
I
your
don't
problem
love
with them?
I just don't get it. You know?
The milk pillows.
It's like weird. And like when I was a kid, I would only eat the sugary parts and then put the rest
yes,
out.
Okay, so I will say one smart suggestion from Jordan Myrick, staff writer at Spork, is that they should make essentially oops all frosted version.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why are we even like playing with this half frosted, half not? Like, come on, how healthy is this? Like,
yeah,
let's
yeah.
just let's get it going. Let's
like
frost them.
Sorry, that not sorry.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
frosted.
That would save my mom a lot of angry conversations with me, but okay.
Number nine, I'm surprised I didn't bring this up because I grew up eating this. This is Life.
I never
Life is great.
What does Life taste like?
That's another burnt
like,
honey situation.
Yeah, burnt honey, oat. It's kind of like
molasses.
Stale Chex.
It's good.
You know?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's like stale flat Chex.
Ah, so good. Nah. Very flat, very crunchy. Another one that kind of hurts the top of your mouth.
Love it. Yeah, but if you let it soak for 3 to 5 minutes. And number 10, I have mixed feelings about this. Fruity Pebbles.
Are they still a thing?
Do
kids know what Flintstones are?
I don't think so.
Unless they're on, they have like vitamins. That's it.
Yeah, but I don't know if they...
They make a really good Easter candy also. Mm. But like, again, surprised that branding has any appeal towards children.
I think children love John Goodman in the Flintstones Viva Rock Vegas.
It's like
Rosie O'Donnell.
I love that movie so much. It's the colors. Kids love colors.
They love the colors. Yeah. This is an Instagrammable cereal. I don't think it holds up.
Kids love Instagram.
That too. Kids love Mythical Kitchen.
Give your 7-year-olds on Instagram. Have them follow Mythical Kitchen. Have them live their whole lives online. Don't tell them to go outside. Well, what did we learn today, folks?
I learned that we should all get a bowl of cereal after this at Yogurtland and then go to Starbucks and get free milk.
Yeah, steal more from Howard Schultz. That's what I got.
Yeah, down.
No, it's a good hack. It's a good
life hack.
I learned far too much about Josh's cereal eating habits and his high school experiences.
Sorry about talking about my dead dad again.
It's okay.
It just happens, not even what I was referring to.
Now I feel bad again.
No, I brought it up again.
It's okay.
It wasn't on
just
anyone.
See this normal. After a while, you really get desensitized to it. But you're just here to be a lean. He can lean on you as support. So it's fine. Yeah. What did you learn? What did you learn?
Oh, I learned nothing. No, I just kind of I black out in the middle of each podcast and then wake up and it's like it's like
you did research masturbation. So.
I researched a lot of masturbation. Yeah.
But that was just in your spare time.
It turns out it does make you go blind.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, Nicole and Justine, we've heard what you and I have to say. Now it's time to find out what other wacky ideas are rattling out there in the Twitterverse. It's time for a segment we call
Opinions Are Like Casseroles.
All right, first up, we got at Peyton Blackledge. Savory cereal is low-key the goat.
Savory cereal, as in like
unclear.
Oatmeal with, okay, so I mean, I do like oatmeal with soy sauce and like Togarashi and things like that.
Ooh.
So with that part, I would agree with it. With this idea that you're kind of like this idea of cheese frosted flakes or something. I haven't heard of it, but I'm not against it. If there was a soy nugget, I could eat.
I think we need to work on the branding of soy nuggets.
We could make like a mochi cereal and like put like spicy like soy.
Well, I guess the milk is the weird thing there.
Yeah,
then.
I agree.
I guess you have pork cold broth.
I think they're just making a soup. But my savory cereal exists whether or not we call it savory cereal, right?
Extrapolate.
Okay. Thank you. I'm thinking like, you know, like they just call it like quote unquote Asian pub mix. You buy it like the Staples. And they got those little like puffed seaweed and nori crackers.
Yeah, great. Sure.
Dump that in a bowl with milk on it. That's savory cereal. It exists. It's just cereal. We're just not milking it. We got to start milking cheese puffs. Bowl with milk. Bingo bango. Savory cereal. Yeah. You got it.
I guess.
You know, the accommodations are out there. We like water everywhere, not a drop to drink. Like, just reach your ladle down and dip into the pool of savory cereals, y'all. It exists.
We've made chicken Chex before.
We did make chicken.
We made chicken Chex.
We mostly put MSG on Chex.
It was good.
That sounds good.
Which is,
but I don't want milk on that.
You think you don't want milk on that.
It kind of was like a creamy chicken ramen situation. It kind of tasted good.
Yeah, like creamy chicken soup.
Yeah, okay. It tasted good.
Okay, so I'm in.
I'm down. Okay, Tisha Alexis says, if you eat Lay's white cheddar poppables and then a bowl of Waffle Crisp cereal, your burps will taste like you ate an entire beef ramen seasoning packet.
There's too many variables.
Is that a good thing? Why don't you just eat an entire beef ramen cereal packet or whatever, seasoning packet then?
Yeah. You're implying that the burps are their end goal.
It sounds like it.
Their needs to get there.
Maybe it was the way Nicole read it. It sounded like if you do this, you get this.
That's how they wrote it.
It's a meandering journey.
Let me tell you, we should play a game one time where we eat like two weird foods and then we all have to find out what our burps smell like.
Interesting.
I think that would be a fun game.
We're gonna be burping in each other's
guys.
Mouths.
We're becoming best friends right now. Accept it, all of us, right now. It's happening. Sorry, I don't make the rules. It just happens.
You burp in your best friend's mouths and then try and I like Waffle Crisp. I think it's good. It's got like the little holes in it, and it's fun.
It is fun. It existed. It's nice to remember it exists.
It looks like a dream catcher.
Oh,
dream catchers for cereal.
It does. I said something earlier that no one responded to, so I'm going to bring it up again, Nicole. I said
what's up?
I think I started talking about how Honey Nut Cheerios killed my dad immediately after. But they make my burps taste like eggs, and I don't know why. Both Cheerios and Honey Nut. Any Cheerio product.
What kind of egg?
Soft scramble, not soft scramble. Hotel steamed eggs in the basin that have been sitting there because you got there 5 minutes before they closed the continental breakfast.
Okay.
So old eggs.
Yeah, I think that's a your stomach situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is this like the thing where it's like fermenting the food inside me? And like, I don't have that enzyme.
Josh watched one episode of like my weird disease or something. And now he thinks every time he eats wheat, he gets drunk off of wheat.
Dude.
I don't think that's true.
Yo, I'm getting drunk off something. I need to eat more grape nuts. My brother watched so many of those like My Medical Nightmare story is on like TLC, the learning channel for kids growing up, that I have these weird phobias. When I went in for my first surgery to repair an inguinal hernia, I went to the anesthesiologist and I was like, hey, I know this is really stupid. I watched this thing where the anesthesia didn't work on a person. And I watched it when I was like 7. And like, can I just have your guarantee? Like, hey, that doesn't really happen. And he just goes, problem I'm worried about, and this happens a lot, is people just not waking up when I put them on.
Oh my God.
And then he walks away.
What a jerk.
Like, what a dick.
No bedside manner. Zero. Anywho, zero bedside manner.
Yeah, I think this person's burps probably smell like that. At Sam RJ Griffiths, I eat my cereal in my room. Simply because I add the leftover cereal milk to my coffee for an interesting flavor combination. Interesting. The best I found is cinnamon flavored cereal milk. The worst is crunchy nut cereal milk. Huh.
Interesting.
Cereal milk coffee creamer.
I would have thought that the crunchy nut one would taste nice because it's similar to like a sweet almond milk or something like that.
Yeah.
I like this idea though. I'm surprised they probably do market cereal milk creamer already.
I think we got one in the fridge. I've been using Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
Which is funny because it's just cinnamon and then a little bit of chemical.
But this is a nice hack and it's a way to avoid food waste if you're not the type of person to just drink the milk after you're done.
That's
so
right.
Good.
I feel like most people, that's what I'm there for. I'm there for the drinking milk afterwards.
You guys ever had those bowls that had the straw in the bowl when you were a kid? I did. I love those very much. I wish I had it one now.
My problem is that's like drinking wine with a straw, you know?
I drink wine with a straw all the time. I drink
wine
with a
straw. What do you mean you don't know? You drink wine with a straw?
I mean, sangria.
I don't want to screw up my lipstick or my teeth.
But I'm saying like you don't get...
But you drink like you get a glass of Pinot and you're like, crazy straw, please.
I love drinking liquids out of straws.
I mean, I agree. It is better. Yeah.
I also drink beer out of a straw sometimes.
That's not good. Yeah.
I'm
but
sorry.
Like you need the aroma. You need to shove your face in it.
Anything.
You need to bury your whole face in it. That's how you get the full experience.
Anything. My experience is 100% fine without shoving my face into it. Trust me. I just don't want to stain my face and my lips and my teeth.
I think you need to work on drinking from a glass.
No, that's too much work.
You should see her. It's like you should talk. toddler drink where they're just shaking. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like rattling around everywhere.
She puts her mouth into the cup and then.
Oh my gosh, you just see me drink a water bottle. Literally, I get scolded by people. They're like, why do you drink water like that? I'm like what?
Okay, yeah, you should stick with straws. Yeah,
I need straws.
Yeah, that's good.
Man. Oh, I'm next. Bertram Mack says, if you're not eating a spoonful of powdered peanut butter in your Greek yogurt or your cereal, are you even living?
Okay, powdered peanut butter is something I just heard of like 2 weeks ago. We haven't done a taste test of it yet. I'm very fascinated by it. I didn't know it existed, and now I love that idea. I think that sounds great.
Yeah, I used to do Honey Nut Cheerios and a spoonful of almond or peanut butter, and I would just like put like balance a little bit of like milk and cereal, and then I just nibble at it.
Are you putting whole nut butter
in there? I appreciate
that. Yeah. Not the powder, it's, not the defatted peanut butter.
I don't put the powders. I put the actual like spoonful of nut butter.
I love a process like that.
Oh, it was so good. It's so delicious.
So much of my childhood was just making things very complicated to eat. Yeah. It's really nice.
Mm-hmm. I did it like a week ago.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the powdered peanut butter, it's a Shark Tank thing, right?
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
a new thing, so that's why I haven't.
It is really new, yeah. Okay. PB2 is the brand that
I
would
use.
I didn't
know it was on Shark Tank.
It sucks if you think of it as peanut butter, but if you think of it as, again, man triumphing over a malicious god by ruining the bounty that he or she bestowed on us. As if God is a gender, what the hell am I talking about? Anywho, it's great. You just mix it with your Greek yogurt, and you can mix it in anything. Cooking with peanut butter is tough because there's a bunch of like fat and lipids and binders.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That.
So it's good in like a sauce.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Add some peanut powder to like a whipped cream. You just make a little peanut whipped cream. Mm. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. At AntDog76, chip sandwich, bread, Miracle Whip, yellow mustard, any plastic wrap cheese, and any chips you got. Mainly Cheetos or Goldfish for me.
What?
Buried the lead. Goldfish or
not
chips?
Not a chip.
No.
Not
it's a cracker.
Chip.
It's a cracker.
Cheetos. Are Cheetos a chip, though?
No. Cheetos are a separate thing. They're a cheese puff.
It's a puff.
It's a puff.
We debated this once, and I don't remember where we landed.
I don't remember either. It's hard to remember.
We
I think
say
they're
a lot.
Not.
We say
I don't
a lot.
Think they're
I don't
chips are flat.
Yeah.
You ever had Doritos 3D?
That's a puff.
That's a puff.
Oh, not
a puff.
Okay,
you're a puff down there, fella.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah,
I'll
chip sandwiches is really great.
Chip sandwiches, completely agree.
Especially with Miracle Whip.
Well, okay, that was my one thing where I was like, let's leave that out.
Oh, no, I love Miracle Whip. It tastes like coleslaw. I love it. They've isolated the coleslaw variable and put it into a jar of fake mayonnaise.
It's not for me, but I would eat the heck out of the sandwich.
Even if it had Miracle Whip on it, if you gave it to me, I would eat it.
Yeah, true. Okay, Sam Skills.
Yes.
I dip zebra cakes in roasted red pepper hummus, and I swear on my life, it tastes just like an orange creamsicle.
This is chaos incarnate.
What's a zebra cake?
Oh my God! It's
one of those.
Is it Little Debbie? It's Little
it's
Debbie.
It's Hostess. I think it's Hostess. Little
Debbie.
I think it's
Little Debbie.
I don't know what it is, but it's like it's one of those like snack cakes you get from like the store.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's chocolate
it's
cake,
chocolate.
Vanilla filling, white chocolate fudge drizzle.
Yeah, it's definitely Debbie.
Little Debbie.
What,
yeah.
What happened in this person's life that they?
Ugh, I don't know.
Took that dip.
I don't know what caused the initial dip, but I feel like I would want to be friends with this person based on how their brain works because I understand it.
You
know what I mean?
You do?
Yes.
What do you understand about it?
Orange creamsicle, right? Like red bell pepper, right? Roasted red pepper hummus. Like that has a ton of fruity qualities to it. If you ever just like dip bell pepper into like sugar
chocolate.
Or something. Why not? Why not? You know?
Uh-huh.
And then when you get just like all the white chocolate and all of that just like artificial sort of flavor enhancers that are going into those Little Debbie cakes, you know, that like fake ass vanilla extract, you know, and then you combine that with the slight fruitiness, a little bit of salt and acid from the hummus, just kind of ramp all those flavors up.
Yeah. And they do make chocolate hummus now, whether or not they should is a question, but like they make it, people buy it.
Yeah.
So, okay, sure.
I get it.
Hear me out. Just buy a creamsicle. You don't need to do all this.
Well, what if, but then you don't have any leftover hummus?
No.
Nicole, what are you going
to
do?
What do you want me to do with all my hummus?
You got 1,000 pounds of pita chips.
You know
what are you going to dip it in?
You know what you do? You thin it out with a little bit of water. You make it into salad dressing. Bye-bye.
I literally did that last night, and I was so mad about it.
Really?
It
was, I do it all the time. I add some lemon juice, water, salt, and pepper. Well, you're not getting good hummus.
Well,
sounds like a personal
gonna
problem
do?
Yet again.
Yeah. I was going to make amba, and then who has the time to
who
make their
the
own amba?
Who has the time to make
amba from scratch these
not
days?
Me.
I made a schug, though.
That's good.
And on that note, thank you for listening to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, and thank you so much, Justine, for being our amazing guest. Justine, where else can listeners check you out?
Well, they can read everything I've written along with other Sporked staffers on Sporked.com and follow us on social at Sporked on all of your favorite social media channels.
Hell yeah, and if you don't do that, me and Nicole are personally going to come hunt you down and kill you with kindness.
Why not?
And say our expected personal choices.
I'm just going to tell them to press the button. I don't want to hunt.
Do you not believe?
I'm a gatherer. I'm a gatherer.
Yeah.
He's the hunter. I'm the gatherer. Okay, this is how it works.
The original name for the podcast was The Hunter and the Gatherer.
If you want to be... What's the point? If you want to be featured on Opinions Are Like Casseroles, you can hit us up on Twitter at Mythical Chef or @NHendizada with the hashtag Opinion Casserole.
Nicole, the point is that the words exist on the page, therefore we must read them. For more Mythical Kitchen, check us out on YouTube where we launch new videos every week.
And of course, if you want to share pictures of your dishes, hit us up on Instagram at Mythical Kitchen.
Nicole, if we don't read the words, we live in a society, there are rules. We'll see you next time.